So tell me all about your show. I understand you're having a launch on October 15th. Tell me a little bit about the history of your show and how long you've been on Lakeshore PBS.
Yeah, the Whitney Reynolds Show is really amazing because it's like a childhood dream turned adult mission that collided in my early 20s. So we've been on Lakeshore. We're going on 9 seasons of taping. We're launching the end of season 8, October 15th, with a show called Finding Forgiveness. And we have a big premiere party event. I love to do events. Like, it's like, if I had like another job, I would be an event planner and a fun life. So I have just taken that with my show. I love to meet our viewers and see people live. So what we are doing this time on October 15th, we're doing River Roast in downtown Chicago. We're going to watch the show. And then afterwards, there's going to be a live after show. So we're going to do like a live interview, but you have to be there to see it.
Okay, so River Roast. Tell me a little bit about that.
So River Roast is a wonderful restaurant / venue space right on the river. So October 15th, you can't think of a better place to sit on the river and watch a beautiful show over a glass of wine.
Nice.
Yeah, I know, right? Nice, yeah. I hope you're going to be there.
You know what? I'll have to make plans for that.
Yes.
Absolutely. I love hanging out in the city, so that sounds wonderful. So tell us about your future plans and with the show.
So the show, like I said, we're ending season 8 right now. We're taping for season 9, so we're always working a season ahead. But our show is a topic-based show that's on a mission to create positive change through these topics. And what that looks like is we are giving a voice to stories that need to be heard. And when I say a voice, you know, I'm with you right now in this studio, I'm looking at you and I'm thinking, you have a story inside of you. Literally everybody that we meet out there has an interesting story that led them to where they are today. And I want our viewers to know that their story matters and that they're not alone.
What are some of the topics that and the issues that you've helped people through?
One that automatically comes to mind is veterans, which was our Emmy nominated show. And Veterans was a look at what we do when our amazing heroes come home from serving. How do we integrate them back into society when they do come home from serving? So that's one that comes to mind. Coming up this season, we're talking toxic free home, which kind of had me doing the heebie-jeebies because I have kids now. I have twins that are 2. And you look around your home whenever these people are telling you what's going on in your house with toxins.
Like
and
all the germs that are present.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And little
that
things we can do. I know. And it's one of our lighter shows, but one of the things you learn, which is a really easy thing to do, is just take off your shoes, which I am one that still does not like to do that.
Right.
But that's one of the easiest ways to eliminate toxins. But we look at a mom that her kids were literally hospitalized and she scratched her head to why and realized what the problem was were inside her walls.
What was it? Do you remember?
Well, you got to watch the show.
Oh,
yeah, so it's
so
coming
mean.
Up. In our, I know, and I know. I have everyone on like the edge of their car seats right now. I'm like, okay, watch the show. And if you don't, if you happen to miss it on Lakeshore PBS, which we're in a couple markets outside of here too, all on PBS stations. But on every Friday that our season launches, you can go to WhitneyReynolds.com and see the shows on our homepage.
If you only had a chance to tell like one story of your best interview or your best topic, something that you really got somebody through, what would it be, you know?
Well, one that comes to mind, which is going to be an interesting show that launches this season. I want to talk about our current season because I, you know, right whenever you ask me that question,
sure.
I think of like Michael Phelps. I interviewed him last season. I mean, there's so many wonderful people that have come through that share these topics and are on a big mission through their story. But I'm thinking about this upcoming season and one that we have that is just a powerful show in more ways than I can even have time to talk about right now is inclusion and what that looks like when it comes to sexual orientation. It's a powerful one because what you find and what we see on that show is we have come so far. Like, as a nation, we really have, but there's still a lot of work left to be done. And our guests on that show are not mad. So you're not going to see angry people that have been mistreated. And I think what you do is you actually hear their story and you say, oh my goodness, we're so much more alike than I would ever think.
Right. So in the way that we come far, you mean now that gay people can get married?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and like,
and what do you think needs to be done?
Well, we start the show with some videos from 1985-ish. And it was a man that came home from serving. It's like, I deserve a wedding too. And these stories are so powerful because you see what has changed in the last 10 to 20 years, which is powerful. I mean, if we're looking at the dial, we are going forward, but there's still a lot more. I mean, it's just like the same thing with race and all that kind of inclusion. Inclusion is going to be a series that you see pop up from time to time
it's
on our show.
Yeah.
It really is. And it doesn't stop just with sexual orientation. It goes to race, ethnicity, religion. I mean, we don't talk religion or politics on our show. show, but we are. Okay. Yeah, we are topics. But and you ask me how I feel. That's mm-hmm. one thing on my show. I don't weigh in. I let our viewers and our guests are the ones that are talking about how they feel on it. I am just the vehicle that presents.
No, I got you there because that's pretty much that's the public radio model. Mm-hmm. We present facts. You can decide mm-hmm. how you want to interpret them.
Well, and that's the thing with journalism today. I am one of those people that I want the stories to be told mm-hmm. and I don't want it to be about me. And right. I want to give every side because we might present a topic, but there are always two sides. And you're going to see that on the Whitney Reynolds Show.
So you're just the conduit.
Yes, exactly.
Is there anything else that maybe I have not asked you about that you want to add before?
Well, I want to make sure people come right. to the launch party. So we have that October 15th. So you can get tickets on WhitneyReynolds.com/contact. But you need to have a ticket. They're free. It's going to be fun. There's going to be food and just a good time. And like I said, that live after show is going to happen. So if you want to see me interview live, which, I mean, when we're talking the Whitney Reynolds Show, we have 26 minutes and 45 seconds. So it's hard to get a lot into that. So what's going to happen is you see it kind of unfold. And last season when we did this, we had Pastor Jalinda Wade, who is Dwayne Wade's mom. And more unfolded after that show that just had everyone that was there like, oh my goodness. This show should have gone on another hour and a half because she just opened up about the racial tension in Chicago on a whole nother level than people saw on the show.
Now, what was your inspiration? You said childhood dream.
Yeah, so I had a childhood dream of being on TV. Like, I was one of those little kids that while other people were dressing up as Disney princesses, I was being Sally Jesse Raphael, borrowing my mom's red glasses. Yeah, you know it. So I was rocking that in my living room with the boat of a camera. And then what I went through as a child and as a teenager, which is really interesting and I hold actually pretty close to my heart. I am that delicate story that I present. My family went through an interesting situation that on TV, sometimes people would exploit and tell the story wrong. And so it's interesting because that dream to be on TV and then the journey that unfolded for me led me to my mission. So I am on a mission to help people tell their stories right and also make sure that we don't exploit what people have been through. And so I always want to give our viewers hope and resources to know that they are not alone and that we can get through this together.
Well, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much. And guys, if you're listening, guys and gals, go to WhitneyReynolds.com/contact and come be with us at the premiere party October 15th.